Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 4th. Happy Independence Day, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of 1 Corinthians, and I'll read the whole of chapter 6. It begins with a section about lawsuits among believers. If any of you has a dispute with another, do you dare to take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the Lord's people? Or do you not know that the Lord's people will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, do you ask for a ruling from those whose way of life is scorned in the church? I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? But instead, one brother takes another to court, and this in front of unbelievers. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers and sisters. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. You say, food for the stomach, and the stomach for food. And God will destroy them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By His Spirit, God raised the Lord from the dead, and He will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never! Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Before we move on, I want to just talk about a couple of things in this passage. The first is the idea of being wronged for the gospel. It is such in our nature, isn't it, that we want to be right and we want to be vindicated and we are often offended. But I think this passage calls us to consider if there are areas of our life where we should just allow ourselves to be wronged, to be cheated for the sake of the gospel. So that's something for us to ponder. And then when it talks about sexual immorality, I think there's a good point here that our body in verse 13 is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. Our self-denial in the area of sexual immorality is a picture of our discipleship. We don't do what we want to do with our body because we are united with the Lord in spirit. And we know that we are called to a different way, a way other than people who are outside the faith. And then finally, in verse 18, this beautiful picture that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that we are not our own, that we were bought with a price. This is reminiscent of chapter 3. In chapter 3, we hear similar language about our body not being our own. Listen to chapter 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? And so because we are the temple of God, I pray even now that the Lord would help us to purify ourselves from all evil that seeks to destroy us, and that we would seek to be pure so that our bodies would be a holy temple for the Spirit that lives within us. Okay, let's move on to Psalm 49. We are making our way through the Psalms, and so we're going to move over to Psalm 49. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp, I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches, no one can redeem the life of another, or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough. So that they should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that the wise die, that the foolish and the senseless also perish, leaving their wealth to others. Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. People, despite their wealth, do not endure. They are like the beast that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their sayings. They are like sheep and are destined to die. Death will be their shepherd, but the upright will prevail over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave, far from their princely mansions. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself. Do not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases, for they will take nothing with them when they die. Their splendor will not descend with them. Though while they live, they count themselves blessed, and people praise you when you prosper, they will join those who have gone before them, who will never again see the light of life. People who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beast that perish. And now let's turn over to the book of Ecclesiastes. Today we are in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. But there is a theme here that is very reminiscent of James when James tells us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. The author of Ecclesiastes is telling us this very same thing when we enter into the presence of the Lord, that we should be listeners and that we should be slow to make vows. Fulfill your vow to God. Verse 1. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth. So let your words be few. A dream comes when there are many cares, and many words mark the speech of a fool. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not protest to the temple messenger, "My vow was a mistake." Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, fear God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today, on this day of independence, I thought it would be fitting for us to end our time together with a prayer for our nation. This prayer is found in the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, who has given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly ask you that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of your favor and glad to do your will. Bless our land with honorable industry, sound learning, and pure conduct. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties and fashion into one united people the multitudes brought here out of many kindreds and tongues. In the time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness. And in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in you to fail. All of which we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.